A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. Daniel said to Nebuchadnezzar, "In your vision, a king..." No, let me start over here. Sorry, start over. A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. Daniel said to Nebuchadnezzar, "In your vision, O king, you saw a statue, very large and exceedingly bright, terrifying in appearance as it stood before you. The head of the statue was pure gold, its chest and arms were silver, its belly and thighs bronze, the legs iron, its feet partly iron and partly tile. While you looked at the statue, a stone which was hewn from a mountain without a hand being put to it struck its iron and tile feet, breaking them in pieces. The iron, tile, bronze, silver, and gold all crumbled at once, fine as the chaff on the threshing floor in summer, and the wind blew them away without leaving a trace. But the stone that struck the statue became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This was the dream. The interpretation we shall also give to the king's presence. You, O king, are the king of kings. To you, the God of heaven has given dominion and strength, power and glory. Men, wild beasts, and birds of the air, wherever they may dwell, he has handed over to you, making you ruler over them all. You are the head of gold. Another kingdom shall take your place, inferior to yours. Then a third kingdom of bronze, which shall rule over the whole earth. There shall be a fourth kingdom, strong as iron. It shall break in pieces and subdue all these others, just as iron breaks in pieces and crushes everything else. The feet and toes you saw, partly of potter's tile and partly of iron, mean that it shall be a divided kingdom, but yet have some of the hardness of iron. As you saw the iron mixed with clay tile, and the toes partly iron and partly tile, the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly fragile. The iron mixed with clay tile means that they shall seal their alliance by intermarriage, but they shall not stay united any more than iron mixes with clay. In the lifetime of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that shall never be destroyed or delivered up to another people. Rather, it shall break in pieces all these kingdoms and put an end to them, and it shall stand forever. That is the meaning of the stone you saw hewn from the mountain without a hand being put to it, which broke in pieces the tile, iron, bronze, silver, and gold. The great God has revealed to the king what shall be in the future. This is exactly what you dreamed, and its meaning is sure." We have had lots of discussion in our country here in the United States about the end of America. In fact, it's quite common discussion. It's not as surprising as you would think. Authors like Naomi Wolf, whose book is titled End of America, Professor Alfred McCoy at the University of Wisconsin writes about this. Johann Galtung, the founder of Peace Studies, and so many others, they take it for granted that the United States and the American Empire, as they call it, will soon fall, probably by 2025. And this is not something I'm advocating. I'm just stating that these are the scientists and those who are scholars who are writing about China taking over as number one in the world by 2025. And the decline of another great power, superpower, and empire, the United States. Well, we just heard in the book of Daniel how the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, who had the Hebrew people under his thumb, you would say, had a terrible dream, a frightening dream of this colossal statue. And Daniel interprets it to mean that all four empires, which will come in succession, will fall down, including his own Babylonian empire of gold. Then, of course, the Persian empire of silver, the Grecian empire of bronze, finally, the Roman empire of iron. At least that's how many scholars have interpreted this dream and these interpretations of empires in the book of Daniel. All are destroyed by a huge stone, a huge rock, which is the kingdom of God. Eventually, all the kingdoms and empires of the world do come crashing down. Anyone who reads history knows this. Before a new China empire emerges, there was the great dynasty of China. Great Chinese empires, Aztec empires, Egyptian and pharaohs, their empires. The Ottoman Empire, the Roman Empire, the British Empire. It goes on and on throughout history. Empires, dynasties, kingdoms, one after the other, come crashing down. And many of them in just one day, or even one week, like the Soviet Union, which came down right in our own time in a few days. It should not even be a surprise to us, though it sounds frightening. This is the story of history itself, the story of civilizations at war. There's not a great reason for us to fear, however, since we as Christians place our trust not in kings nor in empires, but in the Lord. We often hear how in Scripture our God is a God who is a rock, a stone. The Lord is our rock and refuge, say the Psalms. He has placed us high upon a rock and saved us, it says. There's even the passage of the stone, which has been rejected by the builders, has now become the cornerstone, the keystone. We built our church upon solid rock, the Lord himself. Much of this sounds just like last Sunday as we celebrated the feast of Christ the King. There's only one King of Kings, really. We know that. There's only one true and lasting empire or kingdom ever, that of God, who is, of course, the master of all history and whose kingdom has no end, unlike all these others, including the American Empire someday. But no worries. We are already citizens of God's everlasting kingdom of peace and justice and love, the only empire worth belonging to.